May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. For CTKers, this is a familiar passage of Scripture. I've talked about it a lot over the years. Jesus is talking here about his union with the Father. That because he was one with the Father, they had a mutual indwelling. He described it as being in the Father and the Father being in him. When Philip asked him to show them the Father, Jesus said, Philip, don't you know that when you've seen me, you've seen the Father? And again, Jesus wasn't saying he was the Father, but he was saying that he had fulfilled his calling in John 1:18, that no man has seen God at any time, but Christ has revealed him, that he's fulfilled that calling. He wasn't the Father, but he'd revealed the Father. And then he goes on, he says in verse 10, by allowing the Father living through him by the Holy Spirit to do the works through him. So he's talking about being one in union with the Father. There's this mutual indwelling. And then Jesus says in verse 11, he makes this interesting statement. He says, and if you don't believe that I'm in the Father and the Father's in me, believe on account of the works themselves. That's just like an interesting statement to me, because when you and I think about union, Jesus indwelling the Father indwelling him, this union, just mutual indwelling, you would think that Jesus would say, here is the great evidence of mutual indwelling, my holy lifestyle, my supernatural peace, my supernatural victory over sin, my supernatural joy, the love I've carried and released, and all that's true. But in that verse, Jesus said, if you don't believe that I'm in union with my Father because I've said it to you, then believe because of the miraculous lifestyle I've lived among you. It's really important for us to understand. Because in the very next verse, Jesus says, oh, as a matter of fact, the works that I've done, you're going to do even greater works because I go to the Father. You see, it's the Holy Spirit's the one who made the indwelling, mutual indwelling in the Father in him, the oneness real in the life of Christ. It's the Holy Spirit who makes that real in our life in Christ. And Jesus says, when I go to the Father, then you'll do even greater works. Well, what happened when Jesus went to the Father is he poured out the Holy Spirit on us, in us. And then that verse 20 I read to you, in that day, Pentecost, from Pentecost on, he said, you'll know, you'll get it, that I've been in the Father because I'm going to be in you and you're going to be in me. You're going to get it. But the truth is still the same, because he said, you'll do even greater works. It's really important that if you want to talk about Christ-likeness and you want to steward Christ-likeness, that one of the great evidences of a Christ-like life is a miraculous lifestyle, a lifestyle of signs and wonders. Not just the fruit of the Spirit. Sometimes it's easy to get hung up there. Because if you've struggled in issues of your life, interior struggles, and then you've come to understand who Christ is in you and who you are in Christ, that's been the great victory in your life. I understand that. You're not giving in to fear anymore, bitterness anymore, anger anymore, or greed anymore, or pride anymore, or lust anymore. You're like walking in real freedom because of what he's doing in you in the arena of holiness and victory over sin's power. But Jesus said, if you don't believe what I'm telling you about me being in the Father, about the Father being in me, then believe because of the signs and wonders lifestyle that you've watched me live. If that's not part of the conversation and pursuit in your understanding what it means to be in Christ, then you're missing the boat. You settled for half a message. And all you're doing is trying to convince people through your words And Jesus said, my words, even with his disciples, aren't enough. The proof of the Father's indwelling presence in my life is my miraculous lifestyle. Isn't that interesting? And don't allow your experience with wackadoodle charismatics turn you off to that. I'm a charismatic. But what happens to us, we'll let some charismatics and their just weirdness, especially from the ones on TV and then others we see, well, I don't want that. That can't be like, that can't be, that. No, I don't want that. I want this. No, you really don't have an option. Jesus wants it all. He wants it all. And thank God for the miraculous thing in us, Christ living his life in us. Oh my gosh, it starts from there, doesn't it? Has to, right? But if it doesn't manifest through us a miraculous lifestyle, then we're not stewarding Christ's likeness. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.